Hello, everybody. It's Fred Davis. I'm the editor of AwakeningClarityNow.com, and I am here today to talk to you about the willingness to channel change. When I talk about the willingness to channel change, it's actually a very practical topic, and it allows us a way to work our way out of non-dual philosophy, which can be confining and confusing sometimes, until it actually becomes our way of life. And we don't get to that point until we do. So let's just assume, since you're watching this video, that not all of us are in abundance and in embodiment. Okay, so I'm not even saying I am. Let's just say that none of us are. Okay, so what I want to do is let's pretend like this unit counts. Let's just pretend that this unit matters. Let's pretend that what I do and how I live matters. Let's pretend that that how I handle myself in my spiritual program matters. And what I mean by that is, if I am completely hung up in what I know and what I know and what I know and what I know, I got no place to embrace what I don't know. I've got no way to go any further. And what happens is that I just become like a rock in a stream, which is, I ain't moving. I notice the stream is moving anyway, right around me, but I'm going to sit here and like a rock in a stream, that unlike a rock in a stream, I'm going to suffer while I do. So let's pretend that our surrender with what's going on in the universe counts. Let's pretend that our willingness to channel change, when I say channel change, what I really mean, I mean our willingness to become invisible. And I don't mean that quite literally, although that can happen as well. But I mean, our idea is to just become completely non-resistant. Just become non-resistant. My wife has been practicing this for some time, and she just reports fantastic things in her life. And there are fantastic things in your spiritual life as well, practical life, spiritual life, all of it. Be willing to channel change. In other words, be willing to not be here. Allow this unit, just, you know, we recognize, okay, I sure feel like I'm this unit, but if I wasn't, what would be the best thing for what would be the best thing for the world rather than what's best for me? Oh, I see. Well, that doesn't line up with how I feel things should be going for me. Well, then I got my choice. Am I going to be resistant to change because it is threatening this, or am I going to open myself to change because I don't know what should be happening? I don't know what should be going on here. Because, folks, I got to tell you, from my seat, I don't even know what I am. I can report that I am, but I cannot report what I am. And as a result of not being able to report what I am, I have no idea in the world what should be going on here. I'm hung with what is going on here. Experience versus opinion. Man, that's news. So this willingness to channel change, to cooperate, as one teacher says, to cooperate with the inevitable. I love that. To cooperate with the inevitable. That is, that's our real movement here. Because we're either, if we're seekers right now, if we're finders to be, if you will, as I like to call it sometimes, we're finders to be, then let's recognize that we, did any of us choose to be a seeker, a finder to be? I never chose the position of spiritual seeker. Never did. It just happened. I mean, I was the least likely guy that I could imagine, just about, that would ever become interested in spirituality. I mean, I was the most hedonistic guy I've ever met, you know, and it was in India, I would have been called a bogey. Where they got yogis, they got bogeys. And the bogeys are the people that are doing this thing in a hedonistic fashion. And I guess I did, and I wore it out. I noticed that living in the park may have had something to do with that. Yeah. So the willingness to get out of the way, the willingness to just you know, like be on, you know, like in Star Trek, man, when they beam them up, like, beam me up, Scotty, but don't actually beam, you can't beam me up because I'm fierce, but beam this up. Get this out of the way, Scotty. That's what I'm saying. Just get it out of the way. Cooperate. Notice that, I mean, I know that there's not, prayer's all nonsense, isn't it? Because it's just one thing. God be praying to myself. That doesn't make any sense. Pray. Go ahead and pray. Who cares? Go ahead and pray. Who knows what actually works? Who knows? See, I don't know. That's the thing. It's a beautiful thing. I have no idea. So, do I ever pray? Sure, sometimes I do. It's just a something I do. I say grace at dinner because it's a nice, comforting thing to do. It's a ritual. But I also, and I do have I have a constant prayer. I call it my mantra, which is whatever you want. Now, who am I saying that to? I'm not saying that to anything other than myself, but I am acknowledging that there's a relative me here, and it doesn't have any clue about anything, and it needs guidance. And as long as I understand that I need guidance, I'm not going to be so quick to resist it. So when I decide, I don't need any guidance. Thank you very much, but no thanks to my inner teacher. And then you just watch things spiral down. It's happened in my life many, many times. I'm just really hopeful that it doesn't have to happen again in order for this unit to be taught yet another lesson. I think my lesson's learned. This unit is a balky thing under my own management, and it's a flowy thing under the management of the Tao. So just go ahead and be willing to be, just try. Just try to pretend like what you do matters, what you do in your spirit. I know that practices don't matter, do they? I mean, meditation can't possibly matter. Neither could dancing or chanting or whatever it is that we want to do. None of that could matter because it's just a dream and what, but try it anyway. Just try it anyway. But yeah, but the biggest thing that I would ask you to take a strong look at is, why not just say yes to life? Why not let life be your teacher? I'm going to do another video on that. Just let the yes out. Just let the yes out. Let the no's go. Thanks. See you later.